okay? Delayed or copper in reproduction, delayed or suppressed estrus and embryonic death. We've tried to talk about that this morning, okay? In general, what we think trace minerals do is the following. They shorten the time from the beginning of the breeding season to conception. That's what Terry is trying to show you. And we've also seen higher conception rates for cows receiving trace minerals versus cows that didn't get any trace minerals. And that's why we want them out there. But we want them in a balanced format. Not just single elements. We want them out there, copper, zinc, cobalt, manganese, all of them. But let's answer this question. Should I do it? Should I pay for it? Inorganic versus organic trace minerals. What's the data say? No difference. Higher bioavailability for organic. Lots of data like that. Better reproduction for the organic. Or no effect on reproduction, Alfredo. Or reduced conception. What an interesting study here. If I gave them minerals, I reduced conception on supplemented cattle. That's the only time I've actually seen that study go on. So it's kind of a little bit confusing to me. But here's the one that John Bailey, who's at Kentucky, and Ray Ansoga at Montana did. They supplemented copper, zinc, manganese, cobalt, a balanced mineral, and they said either no mineral, inorganic mineral, or half inorganic, half complex. Number of heifers, prison heifers, I think, again, 13 out of 20, 8 out of 20, 11 out of 20, no difference, but kind of numerically bothers me a little bit. And then the number of ova produced per heifer, 4.5, went down, and this one actually numerically went up, but it's no different than the controls, okay? A little bit concerned about that. And about my last slide is this study by Tim Stanton down at Colorado. Once again, I'm reviewing this cow study on low levels of inorganic, high levels of inorganic above what NRC says, and then organic. Percent pregnant to AI, 61. This numerically went down when I start giving them too much mineral. Organic actually went up and looked very good. Not only were they reduction in pregnancy, calf weaning weights numerically went down when I gave them too much trace mineral. Ooh, I'm starting to get a little concerned here now looking at the data. However, we believe that mineral status is important, once again, for involution of the uterus, display of estrus, ovulation, conception. No disagreement with that. But I want to leave you with a note of caution this morning. As I look at mineral supplements, everybody's adding copper, and it's getting more and more and more. And I like about 2,000 parts per million copper, but I've seen up to 5,000 parts per million copper. We sincerely believe that copper can improve productivity when a primary, not enough copper in the diet, or a secondary, too much molybdenum, sulfur, iron, occurs. However, guys, I got to tell you, I'm beginning to worry that we can supplement too much copper if we're not careful. And this is the liver of a cow with copper poisoning, okay? And we're beginning to see more and more veterinary diagnostic labs begin to talk about copper. So just be a little bit careful. Here's a recent one from LSU, Baton Rouge. Cattle from two herds developed copper toxicity after ingestion of chicken litter, okay? They went in and analyzed the chicken litter, 600 to 920 parts per million in the chicken liver. And I suspect it's probably not all of the data. So they may have been down that 300 parts per million. Guys, too much. And so they've got toxicity. This gentleman is from Nevada, is the extension veterinarian there. But he came in and injected 480 milligrams of copper under the skin and almost immediately began to see copper toxicity. Lethargy, cattle didn't look right. So I just got to thinking about Bill's data, and I said, okay, a lot of our mineral supplements are consumed at 100 milligrams or a tenth of a kilo a day, about 3.5 ounces. And I've seen some mineral supplements, and we use one mineral supplement in Montana that's 3,500 parts per million copper, which says that these cattle are going to consume just from the mineral supplement 350 milligrams of copper per day. Okay? The requirement for a mature cow is 150 milligrams per day. So we're feeding more than twice as much copper as we are than what the animals require. Why do we do this? And I support doing this 3,500 parts per million. The reason is huge concentration of molybdenum in this area. It's called the Snowy Mountain Mineral. And that's about the only way they can get around it, is to go with higher levels of copper. High levels of sulfate up there. But the guys that do this really know what they're doing when they go up with this high level of copper. There's lots of reasons to do this, and it's because of antagonists. But if you're not facing some antagonists, guys, I've really begun to worry about some toxicity problems that I see in the country. So kind of in summary of this presentation, why are we interested in trace minerals? A whole host of reasons. Sickness, reproduction, why do we do foraging now? What do they indicate? They indicate if we got some antagonists. They indicate primary deficiency, just not enough there. Secondary deficiency, got an antagonist. What do river biopsies indicate? They indicate how deficient these animals are. If you're going to do a biopsy, do it 90 days prior to calving, so you've got time to correct it. What about form of trace mineral? The data suggests that the organic, the chelated complex tend to be a little higher in bioavailability, but guys, our recommendation is use them as part of a blend. 30% organic, 70% inorganic, 50-50, something like that. Talk to your nutritionist about that because of cost issues.